This is the download edition of the Wall Street Update on Tuesday, the 27th of October. I'm Vishala Sripathma. Time for a quick look at what's been happening with the US markets. Earlier I spoke to Mark Kepner from Themis Trading just after Apple's latest results were published.
So far, so good. It looks like they beat on revenues and their earnings per share. Looks like the iPhone sales in China were pretty strong as well, and the stock's trading up about 3% after hours.
Yes, I mean, it counts something like a seventh of overall sales now.
Yes, it's a strong market for Apple, without a doubt.
And also, iPad continues to struggle.
Yeah, the iPad number missed, and I think the total unit of the iPhone as well, but it looks like they're overlooking that right now.
Is there more of a shift now towards music? I mean, it was Apple is now pivoting towards its music sales and trying to sell people songs as opposed to iPhones.
I still think the iPhone is the predominant product for Apple right now. They are definitely trying to expand through music and watches. In fact, they have an other segment of their reported revenue, and that came in at $3 billion, and that kind of lumps in the watch and Beats music, et cetera. So that, while still small, it seems to be something that's growing for them.
We've had Twitter results as well. How have they been?
That has been a problem tonight. Twitter's stock is trading down about 10%. Their headline number beat the estimates, but their guidance for the fourth quarter revenue was much lighter than expected, and the stock is down because of that.
Is this because of a kind of general move towards other types of social media, say video content, as opposed to Twitter?
It's probably more related to Twitter itself. There's been a concern about their user growth, especially when you compare it to something like Facebook. But it just seems like, you know, every quarter that comes out, that they're not growing the way the street wants it to.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.